读两处的地方。
Brothers and sisters, would you please open your Bible? We shall read two portions.
我们头一处要读的就是诗篇第二十三篇。
The first passage is Psalm 23.
诗篇第二十三篇是我们非常熟悉的诗。
We're all very familiar with this psalm.
我们翻到的弟兄姊妹呢，我们中文跟英文，我们一起同声来读。
Brothers and sisters, after you have found the place, we will read it in unison, both in Chinese and English.
好不好？我们同声来。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。我想许多弟兄姊妹都会背这一首非常美丽的诗歌。
I suppose many brothers and sisters can recite this beautiful hymn.
我们真是需要主的话能够住在我们的里面。
And I really need the Lord's word so that the word can abide in us.
好不好？我们读下一节的圣经呢，是在使徒行传第十三章。
Next scripture reading is in Acts 13.
使徒行传第十三章二十二节。
Acts 13, verse 22.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Acts 13 verse 22, And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
好，我们读经就暂时读到这里，我们请低头再有一点祷告。
We now pause here from our scripture reading. Your head bowed again. We will have a further word of prayer.
天父，我们实在满心欢喜快乐，能够一同聚在你施恩的宝座前。
Heavenly Father, we rejoice and we are glad that we could be gathered together in the presence of your throne.
在你的施恩座前，我们要举起我们的心，把我们满心的赞美和敬拜来归给你。
Before your gracious throne, we will lift up our hearts and mind to give you all our thanksgiving and praises.
从岁首到年终，你恩慈的手从来没有离开过我们。
From the beginning to the end of the year, your gracious hand has never departed from us.
你在我们已过的年日当中，在我们的路径上都滴满了脂油。
In the past days and years, your path dripped with the fatness.
你用你恩慈的手，你的杖、你的竿都来保守父庇恩待我们。
And with your gracious hand, your rod, your staff have been protecting us, covering us.
今天早晨我们一同在聚在你宝座跟前的时候，
This morning as we are all gathered together before your throne,
愿你的圣灵仍然在这里来运行。
Let your Holy Spirit move in our midst.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Where your spirit is, there is liberty.
让我们再一次在你恩膏的里面一同来听你的话语。
All together in your anointing, help us to listen to your word.
主啊，我们在这里向你祈求说，主有话请你说 仆人们在这里静听。
Lord, we cry out here to you. Lord, speak and your servant hears.
我们一同把这一点时间交托仰望你。
We simply commit this short period of time to you.
愿你祝福我们。
May you bless us all.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们啊，在过去的几次的交通里面，我们一直交通到啊，在我们基督徒的生活、侍奉、敬拜，应当是以神为中心。
Brothers and sisters, in the past sharings, we have been mentioning that a Christian's life should be God-centered, whether it's our service or our worship.
我们啊，这个人呢，当啊，我们犯罪啊，从亚当而来，在一个犯罪的天性里头呢，我们变得是以自己为中心的。
We, the descendants of Adam, after we sinned, we are so very self-centered.
但是当我们啊信了主以后，
But after we believe in the Lord,
神的心意乃是要我们以他为中心。
God's will for us is to be God-centered.
我想我们啊第一次就从圣经好几处的地方，我们就看见呢，主啊乃是要我们以他为中心。
In my first sharing, I have shown you all in the Bible, there are so many passages that all indicate that we should be God-centered.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty God.
他是万有的主宰。
And he is the master of all.
我们啊，理当啊，以他为中心来侍奉敬拜。
Supposedly, we should be God-centered and worship and serve him.
那我们第一次提到的时候，我们有讲到啊，我们在地上的学习呢，一方面啊，最重要的一个根基就是我们要啊，把自己奉献给主。
In my past sharing, I mentioned that the very most important foundation of all this is to consecrate yourself to Him.
奉献给主呢，乃是把我们的主权交给主。
To offering up yourself to the Lord simply means that you give your autonomy to Him.
并不是说我们为主做什么。
It's not that we would be doing anything for him.
让主啊在我们的身上能够有主权。
Instead, we allow him to have sovereignty in us.
然而这个奉献乃是一个爱的奉献。
And this consecration is a consecration of love.
这个奉献不是一个义务上的责任式的奉献。
It's not from duties, from responsibilities.
那当我们奉献之后呢，
And after our consecration,
主就要来引导我们。
Lord will come to lead us.
那另外还有两方面呢，奉献是一个根基。
And two other respects on this is that consecration is the very foundation.
我们需要从主的话来矫正我们。
And we need the Lord's word to correct us.
我们有主的话才知道啊，什么是合神心意，要我们怎样活在他的面前。
Only through his word we'll be able to know what is pleasing his heart, that how we should live before him.
那除了主的话以外，我们啊需要有十字架功课的学习和经历。
Apart from God's word, we also have to have learn the lesson and have experience in the dealing with the cross.
就这客观的真理来说，十字架啊，主在十字架上面所成全的工作，我们已经与他一同钉在十字架上面。
In terms of objective truth, we have been crucified together with him on the cross.
但是就主观的经历来讲，我们需要有十字架的经历。
But in terms of subjective experience, we do have to have these experiences of the cross.
我想这一点待会我们还会有更详细一点的交通。
And I would like to elaborate more in detail on this point later on.
那第二次的讲论呢，我们就讲到一些实际的原则。
In my second sharing, I'll be talking about many practical principles.
那我们也稍微提到呢，在啊新约的时代里面，
I also mentioned briefly in the New Testament time,
神有一样非常重要的工作正在进行。
God is undertaking one very crucial task.
那就是重修大卫倒塌的帐幕。
That is to rebuild the ruins of the tabernacle of David.
这是什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
我想大卫乃是一位完全遵着神的心意而行的 一位君王。
David is the king who does everything according to God's will and he goes after God's heart.
他凡事求告神。
In everything he would inquire of God.
神的旨意就是他的旨意。
Therefore God's will is David's will.
所以大卫这一位求告神寻求神跟随神呢，他是以神为他一切的中心。
Therefore, David is very God-centered because he called on God, he inquired of God, and he followed God.
这是今天神在他的儿女当中呢，他所要建造一项重要的工作。
And this is also the very important task that God wants to undertake among His people.
那今天呢，我们做第三方面来看呢，我们要来看大卫这个人。
Now, today is our third sharing on this, and today we will consider David, this person.
我们从大卫的身上看见他是何等的合神的心意。
And from David, we can see what a man he is that goes after God's heart.
大卫他不仅是以色列历史中的一个王。
David is not only just one king among all the Israel life history.
在他在位的时候呢，以色列国极其的强盛。
When he was the king, the Israel was extremely strong.
甚至到今天，以色列人都盼望能够恢复到大卫当时的光景。
Even today's Israelites hope that they would go back to the conditions in David's days.
今天以色列人的国旗呢，就是所谓的大卫之星。
Today, Israel's national flag is the flag of David's star.
他们希望恢复到如同大卫那一种强盛，能够主宰全地的那一种光景。
They would like to restore the country to where that the Israel is able to control all the world.
但是我们知道呢，大卫之所以如此，在他的背后有一个属灵的历史。
But we know the reason David was so great, there was a spiritual history behind all this.
因为圣经告诉我们，每一次提到大卫之所以能够坐在宝座上呢，是因为他顺从耶和华的话。
And the Bible teaches that the reason that David could sit on the throne is because he did God's will.
是神他的右手把他高举在宝座上。
It is God's right hand that had highly exalted him on the throne.
所以大卫自己呢，也知道他自己不过是像一条虫。
David himself knew himself he was just a worm.
乃是神高举了大卫的家。
And God had highly exalted David's house.
所以从大卫的历史自己的历史上，我们就可以学习到许多属灵的功课。
Therefore, from David's personal history, we are able to learn many spiritual lessons.
大卫的一生呢，基本上可以分成三个阶段。
All of David's life could be divided basically into three stages.
第一个阶段呢，是差不多出生一直到16岁的左右。
Now, first stage is from his birth to the year of 16.
在这个阶段里面，他是在旷野。
And he was in the midst of the wilderness.
牧养他父亲的羊。
Shepherding his father's flock.
第二个阶段大概是从16岁到30岁呢，是进到扫罗的营来服侍扫罗。
At age 16 to 30, he entered into the camp of Saul to serve Saul.
以及呢，逃避扫罗的追杀。
And also he was simply running for his life from the attack of Saul.
第三个阶段乃是从30岁做王呢，一直到70岁，有40年之间。
Stage 3 is the time when he became the king at age 30 until he was 70 years old. There was about 40 years.
他在希伯伦作王七年呢，在耶路撒冷作王33年。
He reigned at Hebron for 7 years, and he reigned at Jerusalem for 33 years.
在这三个阶段里面，我们都能够从他身上得到许多宝贵属灵的教训。
And from all these three stages, we could learn many precious and spiritual lessons.
那我们今天呢，要来看他第一个阶段。
Today we'd like to consider his first stage.
那第一个阶段呢，最主要乃是一个牧羊、旷野生活的一个阶段。
This first stage is basically the stage when David was shepherding the flock in the wilderness.
虽然大卫在年幼的时候圣经没有给我们有太多的记载。
Although the Bible did not describe too much about his early stage of life.
虽然有许多属灵的功课是在他年幼的时候所学习的。
Although many spiritual lessons David learned at his young age.
但是这些属灵的功课却影响大卫的一生。
And we know all these spiritual lessons would greatly impact David's whole life.
就好像我们今天信主的人。
Just as we who today believe in the Lord.
虽然我们刚信主的时候。
Although when we first believe in the Lord.
也许我们对圣经也不熟悉。
Maybe we do not know too much about the Bible.
也许我们肉身的生命也很年幼。
And also in our flesh, our spiritual life is very young.
但是我们如果从年幼的时候呢，我们能够把很多重要属灵的根基打稳固了。
But even starting when we are very young, if we are able to make a secure foundation,
我们在往后走属灵的道路会有极大的帮助。
Then this is going to be very beneficial to our spiritual journey later on.
所以我们不能够小看大卫在年幼的那一段日子呢，他所学习的这些属灵的功课。
Therefore, we should never belittle all the spiritual lessons that David had learned at his young age.
那许多读圣经的人都告诉我们呢，大卫在诗篇里头呢，有四篇的诗呢，乃是他在旷野的时候所写的，非常值得我们去特别注意他。
Now many Bible students tell us that there are four psalms written by David in wilderness that are worth our close examination.
那就是第八篇、十九篇、二十三篇，还有二十九篇。
That is Psalm 8.
19, 23, 29. 我们请弟兄姊妹，我们先看一下第八篇。
So, brothers and sisters, could we first please turn to Psalm 8?
在诗篇第八篇里面呢，大卫在第一节跟第九节这里赞美耶和华他的名呢，这个名在全地是何等的美。
In Psalm 8, in verse 1 and verse 9, David here is praising God's name and how excellent his name is.
我想呢，大卫可能在旷野的时候呢，到了晚上。
I believe that this is when David, while he was in the wilderness at night.
当他举目仰望这个天空的美丽。
When he lifted up his head and beholding all the beauty in the sky.
各样的星宿陈列在天上。
All kinds of stars are being displayed.
何等的伟大，何等的奇妙。
How marvelous, how great they are.
他想起了创世纪第一章。
And then he remembered Genesis 1.
所以他里头就有一个赞美。
Therefore, he had this praise coming out from within.
他说他讲到呢，里头他看见神他所创造的这个天地宇宙是这么样的美丽伟大。
From his heart, he saw this heaven and earth, the whole universe was so wonderful, so great.
并且呢，他想到人呢，在这个地上跟这个伟大的宇宙比起来呢，是这么样的渺小。
And at the same time, he found man being so little comparing to this great universe.
然而神却要人来主宰 所有的受造之物。
However, God wanted man to rule over all the creation.
并且人之所以被造，是按着神的形象和样式来造的。
And the reason man was made, that's because God made man according to God's image and in according to his image.
所以在这样一个荣耀的神面前，在这样伟大的一个情景当中，想到我们自己是何等的被神高举在一个高的地位上。
So in this kind of situation, he simply thought of how had man been highly exalted.
所以他心中这个赞美真是从心的深处发出来。
Therefore, this praise came out from the very depths of David's heart.
是神高举的我们。
It, because God had highly exalted us.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Now, brothers and sisters, today we have been saved by His grace.
在彼得前书第二章讲到，我们是蒙拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, we read that we are a chosen race, we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a special people for God's possession.
我们有没有常常思想到我们是被神从污泥中提拔出来的啊一般人？
Have we ever thought of this, that we are people simply being lifted up from the miry clay?
我们是不是看重我们在神面前的地位？
And then do we relish our position before God?
我们虽然在地上就着人的眼光来看，也许我们都是微小的一般人。
Maybe in the view of man that we are just people of little value.
但是我们是不是有那个属灵的眼睛，看见我们如今这一般靠着主耶稣基督宝血所赎回来的人，我们如今是何等的尊贵？
But do we have this spiritual insight that all of us who have been saved by the Lord's precious blood, how precious are we?
并且宝贵我们在主面前这样的一个地位。
And then do we relish the position we have before the Lord?
当主要我们在世人面前做见证的时候，我们是不是能够昂首挺胸来歌颂神的名？
When the Lord commands us to bear witness before all the men, do we look up and straighten up our back and to praise and to honor Him?
这是大卫给我们所看见的。
And this is what David shows us.
第二处我们看一下第十九篇。
Now, this next is Psalm 19.
第十九篇呢，乃是讲到神说话。
Here Psalm 19 says, God speaks.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬神的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork.
神呢，是一位说话的神。
God is a God who speaks.
神借着他的话呢，创造了宇宙和天地。
And through His word, God created the heavens and the whole universe.
神也借着他的所造、创造的美丽、伟大呢，来表明他自己的荣耀。
And also, God declares His own glory through the all the grandeur and through the greatness of His creation.
可惜呢，犯罪的人看不见，也听不见。
But it's quite a shame that sinners do not see.Nor here.
保罗在罗马书告诉我们呢，借着手造之物呢，在我们的心中也明明知道有神，并且神他自己的伟大和荣耀。
And in Romans, we read that God's divine power and His greatness are being made evident into man's heart.Through all the creation.
这是一个属灵的一个开启。
And this is the beginning of spirituality.
但是神还借众先知借着人来说话。
And also God speaks through all the prophets.
来说话，所以我们从第七节一直到第十四节呢，神把借着说话呢，把他的心意发表出来。
God speaks through all his prophets, and then he would make it clear all his will, and we could see this from verse 7 to 14.
所以我们从主的话语，从大卫对于主话语的这一个渴慕呢，他所描述出来就知道主的话呢，在我们这一班蒙恩得救的人身上要做何等多奇妙改变的工作。
Through David's longing for God's word, we could see that through God's word, God is going to do such a wonderful, magnificent work in us.
并且主的话呢，乃是要带领我们，把我们一直磨成能够像他儿子那一种荣耀的形象，能够与主来相配。
And God's word will continue to lead us to conform us into the image of God's Son, and so that we could be compatible with Him.
圣经告诉我们，主的话像炉中所炼过的银子一样，炼过七次那样的精炼。
And the Bible says that God's word is just like silver being refined in oven seven times.
所以我们真是要里面呢有一个渴慕，渴慕主的话呢能够像金子一样可羡慕，并且呢比蜜甘甜啊，让我们来饱尝主的话。
So that us all have this longing for God's word that is even sweeter than honey and much better than fine gold.
那主说话呢，并不是没有意义的。
So we could be fully satisfied in His word. When God speaks, He does not say it in vain.
他乃要成全他的工作。
He wants to accomplish His word.
最主要乃是在我们这个人身上工作。
Most importantly, he wants to work in us.
所以大卫在这里看见呢，主的话乃是要来矫正我们。
So here David sees that God's word is to correct us.
那大卫有一颗心愿呢，既然主说话，既然已经明白主的话在我们身上的目的。
David has this heart since God speaks and since he understands the purpose of his word.
他要讨神的喜悦。
Then he wants to please him.
他要让主的话能够完全能够成全在我们的身上。
He wants the Lord's word to be fully accomplished in us.
叫他的旨意能够成全。
So that his will be done.
完全讨神的喜悦。
So that we will be fully pleasing to God.
所以他不仅在这里求他的话呢能够保守。
So here David not only entreat God that God's word would protect him,
也求主呢能够赦免他隐而未现的罪。
He also prayed to God that God would acquit all of David's hidden faults.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是要学习在主面前呢有一颗讨神喜悦的心。
Brothers and sisters, we all have to learn this lesson that we want to please God before Him.
我想讨神喜悦呢，实在是一个讨我们的父他的心满足的一个最在基督徒身上呢最重要的一件事情。
I believe that to please God is the most important thing we have to learn, just as we want to please our parents.
让就着我们肉身的父母，我想在座大部分年长一点的弟兄姊妹，我们都有儿女。
I think of you who are sitting here, especially elderly brothers and sisters.
当我们的儿女如果他们能够讨我们心中的喜悦，我们里面那一种满足。不晓得怎么样形容。
We simply do not how to know how to describe our joy if our children are so pleasing to us.
神对我们的心思也是这样。
So likewise, this is God's heart toward us.
所以我们在这里看到大卫在年幼的时候就有一样这样的心思。
So here we see that David even at a young age had this kind of attitude, this kind of heart.
那虽然很多的时候我们这个败坏的天性有时候心里愿意，但是做出来的却 不能够讨神喜悦。
Although in our corrupt nature, many times our flesh is willing, but what we do simply does not please Him.
大卫更是认识到神是蛮有怜悯跟恩典的神。
And David especially knew that God is the God of compassion and grace.
他常常求神呢来光照他这些隐而未现的罪呢，能够求神的赦免。
So he often prayed to God to enlighten him on any hidden faults and to forgive him.
我想这也是我们该有的一个情形。
And I believe this should be the same condition that should apply to us too.
当我们在学习的过程当中，我们也常常得罪神。
In our journey of learning spiritual lessons, we often offend God.
但是只要我们愿意说主啊，你知道我的心。
But as long as we are willing, we could say to the Lord, Lord, you know my heart.
我做错了，但是求你宝血再一次遮盖我。
I'm wrong. May your precious blood once again cover me.
我想神还是乐意赦免我们。
I believe it also pleases God to forgive us time again.
所以我们里面那个爱神、愿意讨神喜悦的心，真是求主能够让我们从起初一直到末了。
May the Lord help us continue to have this heart to please Him from the very beginning to the end.
那二十三篇乃是讲到大卫呢这一位牧人，如今呢却成为一只羊呢，让神来作为他的牧人。
Psalm 23 tells us this: David as a shepherd has now become a sheep, a lamb, so that God would be his shepherd to tend him.
最后我们看一下二十九篇。
Now let's turn to Psalm 29.
二十九篇呢，乃是让我们看见神他的全能。
Psalm 29 shows us God's almighty power.
他的大能大力。
His mighty strength and his omni power.
借着他的声音呢，在全地如众水的声音，如在旷野的震动呢，大卫把神的全能描述出来。
Through the voice of God that is over the waters, shaking all the wilderness, and David made it clear of all of God's omni power here.
从第三节到第九节，我们就看见呢这个全能。
From verse 3 to verse 9, we could see this omni power.
他每一节的起头都讲到耶和华的声音。
In the beginning of every verse, we read the voice of the Lord.
全能者他的能力呢要显在全地上。
The power of the Almighty will show His power in the face of the world.
并且呢，我们这一般属乎他的人呢，他必要保守到底。
And all of us who belong to Him shall be protected by Him till the very end.
我们理当把我们圣洁的敬拜来归给他。
Therefore, we should worship Him in the beauty of holiness.
第十节呢，实在是非常让我们安慰的一句话。
And verse 10 especially comforts us so much.
他说洪水泛滥之时呢，耶和华仍然坐着为王。
It says the Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever.
耶和华坐着为王直到永远。
The Lord sits as king forever.
他在各样的环境上他要掌权。
In all circumstances,The Lord will reign.
许多的环境就像洪水。
Many circumstances are just like the floods.
突然来到。
They come to us all of a sudden.
挡也挡不住。
You cannot even try to withstand them.
但是不要忘记。
But don't you forget this.
耶和华神仍然坐着为王。
The Lord God continue to sit as a king.
并且呢，他要赐力量给他的百姓。
And also he will give strength to his people.
所以我们看见大卫对这一位全能的神有何等的一个认识。
So from this psalm we could see what a full understanding of David that he has toward this all-powerful God.
那我们去读这四 四篇的诗的时候
，As we read these four psalms，
我们就看见呢，大卫跟神之间有一个个人的关系。
We see that David has this personal relationship with God。
主的话
，The Lord's word。
主的创造。
The Lord's creation，
主的能力
and His power，
都跟我这一个微小的人有关系。
Are all related to me, the little one。
主不仅是全能的神，住在人不能靠近的光中。
Not only is our Lord the Almighty God residing in the light of that man simply cannot approach。
主在宇宙中所有一切的行动跟我这个微小的人也有关系。
The works of the Lord in the whole universe are also related to me, such a little person.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一般信主的人，
Brothers and sisters, all of us who are believers in the Lord,
我们每一天的生活是不是跟主有关系呢？
Is our daily living related to the Lord?
我们称呼是主名下的人。
Are we called by His name?
我们有没有让主在我们一切生活侍奉敬拜里面让主跟我们有直接的关系呢？
Do we allow Him to have the direct relationship with us in all our service, worship, and daily living?
我们有没有把主摆在我们的面前？
Do we place the Lord before our face?
这是让我们在这里看见大卫他从小的时候就让主在他的生命中有地位。
Here it shows us that David since his young age had allowed God to have God's rightful position in his life.
大卫告诉我们耶和华常在我的面前。
David told us that the Lord is before me.
我在他的右边就不致摇动。
I shall not be moved at his right hand.
所以从这几篇诗我们就可以慢慢看见一个合神心意的人他是怎样开始与神有一个那一个生命上的关系。
From these Psalms we could see how a person who goes after God's own heart would have this direct relationship in life。
接下来我们就回到我们今天所主要要看的诗篇第23篇。
Now we would like to come back to Psalm 23. This is the main Psalm that we would like to consider.
我想两个礼拜前吴淼瑶弟兄来到我们中间已经稍微给我们一些交通。
Now 2 weeks ago, Brother 吴淼瑶 came to our midst and he somehow shared on this hymn, this Psalm.
不过我想呢，主在这段日子确实要借着这一首诗呢来勉励我们。
But I believe that God would like to encourage all of us during all these days.
所以我们再来看它一遍。
So shall we consider it one more time?
在第一节呢，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Verse 1, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我想我们知道大卫他本身是个牧人。
We know that David himself as a shepherd.
一个牧人呢，不仅要带领羊到有草吃、有水喝的地方。
A shepherd not only has to lead his flock to the pasture and to the place where there is water.
牧人也要保护羊群不受野兽的侵害。
But also he has to protect his flock from the attack from animals.
牧人他也要照顾这些走不动的羊。
A shepherd has to take care of all those sheep that could not no longer walk.
但是要知道牧人他自己也有体力上各方面的限制。
But we know a shepherd is often limited by his own stamina, his strength.
并且呢，有时候可能也找不到青草地。
And sometimes he simply cannot find any green pastures.
这些羊群呢，就要跟他一同受苦。
And therefore, all his flock simply has to suffer together with him.
但是呢，当他想到神的时候，
But when he thinks of God,
他是想到这一位全能的神。
He thinks of this Almighty One.
这一位神呢，做他的牧人的时候，
When he thinks of the very God who is his own shepherd,
他必不致缺乏。
He shall not want.
这是何等的把握。
Oh, what kind of assurance this is.
我们真是要学习知道我们的主 他是全有全主全丰的神。
We really have to learn this lesson that our Lord is the El Shaddai.
但是这里有一个条件。
The all-sufficient God, but however, there is one condition to it.
圣经上有许多的应许是有条件。
In the Bible, there are many promises, but they do have conditions to them.
这一个条件就是耶和华要是我的牧者。
And here the condition is that the Lord is my shepherd.
神没有勉强我们。
God has never compelled us.
但是当我们愿意先让他住在我们生命的首位上的时候。
But when we're willing to allow him to have the preeminence in our life.
这一个应许就能够临到我们的身上。
Then this promise will come to us.
所以我们在这里看见大卫是一个奉献的人。
So here we see that David is the one who has consecrated himself to God.
他把他的主权交在神的手中。
He has already placed his autonomy in God's hand.
不是我自己牧养我自己。
It's not that I shepherd myself.
是你牧养我。
But God, you're shepherding me.
我愿意把我的主权交给你。
And I'm willing to give you my autonomy.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is the secret.
我们就要经历到他如何在一切的需要上供应我们。
Only in so doing will be able to experience how God supplies all my needs.
是青草地。
Then the green pastures.
是可安歇的水边。
Then we will experience the still waters.
主耶稣在新约圣经告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus tells us in the New Testament.
我们日用的饮食，我们的天父都知道的。
That all we need, our Heavenly Father has known it.
主一直告诉我们，我们要先求他的国和他的义。
The Lord continues to tell us that seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
他要把一切所需用的加给我们。
And He will give us all that we need.
我们在历世历代以来，或者在我们现今的时代，我们看到许多服侍主的人。
Throughout all the generations, even in today, we could see so many of God's servants.
还有许多弟兄姊妹神的儿女。
And many brothers and sisters, children of God.
他们就能够见证这一句美好的话。
Who could really bear good testimony of this wonderful verse?
他们把自己的主权交给主。
Because they have given their own autonomy to the Lord.
主是他们一切的一切。
And the Lord is their all in all.
他们就看见主在各样的事上来保守带领。
And then they could see that in all things the Lord has been leading, has been protecting.
我记得我跟一位年长的弟兄曾经有一段交通。
I remember once I had some fellowship with an elderly brother.
他跟我提起呢，他过去在侍奉主非常的忙碌。
He mentioned that in his days, he was so busy serving the Lord.
很多时候家庭都顾不了了。
Many times he just didn't have time for his family.
但是他看见呢，主很自然的在那一双看不见的手里面带领他的全家，他的儿女。
But he saw so readily that the Lord had been leading his family members with his invisible hand.
实在是何等的宝贵。
Oh, how precious this is.
所以这里让我们看见。
And here it shows us.
主他要负我们一切的责任。
That the Lord will take the full responsibility of us all.
第三节呢。
Verse 3.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul. He leads me in a path of righteousness for His name's sake.
他使我的魂苏醒。
He restores my soul.
我们犯罪的人呢，我们的魂是以自己为中心的。
We who sinned is always self-centered in our soul.
一切都是我。
Everything is I.
我的。
Mine.
我的需要。
My needs.
我的意见。
My opinions,
我的做法。
My ways,
你要听我的。
You have to listen to me.
这个就是一个败坏的一个魂。
And this is such a corrupt soul.
但是呢，
But,
神在这里让我们的魂能够苏醒过来。
Right here, God restores our soul.
让我们看见是他。
So we could see that it is He.
不是我。
Not I.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
我们虽然可以常常嘴巴说主啊，主啊。
Although in our mouth we often say, Lord, Lord.
但是在马太福音第七章，主说。
But in Matthew 7, our Lord does say,
很多人称呼我是主，并不是我是他们的主。
Many people call me Lord, but I am not their Lord.
所以在这里，主他把我们的魂苏醒过来。
Now here, the Lord restores our soul.
他要为他的名来引导我们走这一条义的路。
And he will lead us in the path of a righteousness for His name's sake.
神是公义、公平为他的宝座的根基。
God's throne is based upon righteousness and justice.
神在称呼他名下的人也要合乎圣洁和公义。
Therefore, everyone who is called by His name has to meet this righteousness and justice.
神带领我们来跟随他呢，乃是为他名的缘故。
And God leads us to follow Him. This is for His name's sake.
我们可以看一下以西结书三至六章。
We could take a look at Ezekiel 36.
这也许弟兄姊妹平常读经比较少注意到的。
Maybe brothers and sisters, when you're reading, you might not pay much attention to this one.
三至六章二十二节。
Verse 22.
在两段圣经是一千零十六页。
36 verse 22。
对不起，一千零十七页，他二十二节，他这里讲到，所以你要对以色列家说，主耶和华如此说，以色列家啊，我行这事不是为你们，乃是为我的圣名，就是在你们到的列国中所亵渎的。
Verse 22, Therefore say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went.
神他是这一位圣洁公义的神。
God is the holy and righteous God.
属乎他的人要与他能够相配。
He who belongs to him has to be compatible with him.
所以神不仅愿意在恩典中供应我们一切的需要。
Not only does God is willing to supply all of our needs in his grace.
就着一只羊来说，我们已经满足了。
As far as a lamb of his, is concerned, we're so satisfied already.
今天我们在地上劳劳碌碌地过生活。
Today, in this world, we busy ourselves with all the labors and toys.
我们一切都要靠着自己的双手去劳苦。
We labor, to work out everything by our own two hands.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得很疲倦呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever been very weary?
今天有神成为我们的牧者。
But today, God has become our shepherd.
我们实在是觉得无限的满足。
We have feel this infinite satisfaction already.
但是神有他更荣耀的旨意。
But God has His more glorious purpose.
他要带领我们再往前去。
That is, He wants to lead us further on.
我们不能只单单停留在青草地和溪水边。
We should never be satisfied with staying on the green pastures and by still waters.
我们要认识神是公义的神。
We have to know that our God is a righteous God.
我想我讲一点我个人的一个故事。
I'd like to share with you some of my personal stories.
我大概在刚开始上班的时候。
And it's about when I just started working.
那时候我的太太呢在德州读书。
At that time, my wife was studying in Texas.
那有一次放假，我要去看她。
Now one time, during the holiday, I would like to go over to visit her.
刚好她的一个同学也是一个姊妹。
It just happens that one of her classmates who was also a sister.
那时候呢，那个美国运通卡就是 American Express。
At that time, American Express.
他们呢，你只要申请他们的卡呢，他送你两张那个优待飞机票的优待券。
Would give you two discounted airline tickets if you apply for their credit card.
那你坐到全美各地呢，只要99块。
It will cost you only $99 to every stop in the U.S.
那这个姊妹呢，也好心说，那你就用我的优待券去买票，你过来吗？
The sister meant well, so she said to my wife, why don't you use this discount certificate to buy a ticket?
这个票有一个规定。
And there was a regulation to this kind of ticket.
必须你本人坐，或者是你本人再带另外一个朋友坐。
That is that you yourself had to use this ticket, or maybe you could bring a companion with you.
那这个姊妹就说啊，没关系啦，那个所有的同学每一个人都是寄给别人，大家都没问题。
And the sister said, well, it should be okay. You know, everybody was doing this. They bought the ticket and had another person use it.
那时候我刚信主。
And at the time, I just believed in the Lord.
当然一张机票是260块钱左右。
And one ticket would cost around $260.
现在有一张99块。
Now you had a ticket of $99.
那我心当然就动了。
Of course, my heart wavered.
所以我就请他寄过来。
So I asked her to send the ticket over.
我要走的那一天，我就带着那一张优待券来到机场去。
On the day of my departure, I just bring along this discounted certificate.
那我到那个机场呢，要跟他换机票。
And I was planning to go to the airport and exchange it for a ticket.
机场的那个人呢说不行。
And a service person said no at the airport.
然后我跟他讲了半天的理由。
And I tried to argue with that person for a long time with all kinds of excuses.
他说不行。
The person simply said no.
我里面呢有一个感觉。
And then within me, I had this feeling.
这是神的手。
This is God's hand.
要让我学功课。
That I could learn a lesson.
在这件事上，我学到两件事情。
So on this matter, I learned two things.
第一个，神是公义的。
First, God is righteous.
我们是属乎神的人。
And we belong to Him.
别人怎么做，我们没有关系。
No matter what other people might do, it has no relationship to me.
但是今天我们是属乎神的人。
But today, we belong to God.
我们。在神的面前要是一个对的人。
Before God, we have to be a person who is right in His sight.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
我开始知道什么是十字架的功课。
Is that I started to know what is the lesson of the dealing of the cross.
十字架的功课乃是我的意见就是意见。
The lesson of the cross is that many times we feel my opinion is it.
但是呢，今天乃是神的意见才是意见。
But today, in the lesson of the cross, I'm learning that it is God's opinion that dominates.
我必须放下我自己。
I have to let go of myself.
虽然付260块是痛苦的。
Although it was so painful to pay this $260.
但是主呢，他必有供应。
But the Lord would always provide His provision.
我必须要服下来。
I have simply have to yield myself to Him.
这个功课从那时候开始一直到现在，我觉得比那260块更宝贵。
And this lesson from then until now, I always feel it's much more precious than that $260 ticket.
每当做一件事的时候，
Every time when I do something,
我就想到那一件事。
I recall of that matter.
这合乎神的义吗？
Now, is this compatible with God's righteousness?
如果不合乎神的义，神不喜悦的。
If not, God is not pleased.
神也许没有立刻惩罚我。
Maybe God does not punish me right away.
但是我心的深处知道这不讨神喜悦。
But in the very depths of my heart, I know this does not please him.
所以这件事情就这样让我看见主就是一开头就让我知道如何看见神是公义的神，并且我属乎他的名下的人需要走在义路上。
This event allowed me to know that God is a righteous God and I'm called by His name. Therefore, I have to walk in His righteous path.
你放心好了，任何的亏损，只要你愿意是走在主的心意上，主一定补给你。
You could be rest assured in the matter of any loss you might suffer, as long as it is in the will of God, God will make it up to you.
好，第四节。
Okay, verse 4.
他说我虽行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我想我们在一生当中不管有没有信主，我们都会经过艰难死荫危害那一种情形的里面。
In all our lives, whether you believe in the Lord or not, you will experience the shadow of death, the difficulties, distress.
但是大卫在这里提到，虽然他经过最黑暗、最危险、死亡威胁最厉害的那个光景的时候，他心中一点都不害怕。
Now, David mentioned that even though when he has come to the very low point, when he faces the shadow of death, and he has no fear of evil at all.
因为你与我同在。
Because God is with me.
神引导我们走义路。
God has been leading us to walk in his righteous path.
在许多的宗教里头，
Among many religions,
也写下许多叫人要为善的事情是对的事情。
They have always been teaching to do the right things to benefit others.
但是当我们进入那最危险的时候，
But when we enter the most dangerous situation,
人的心仍然害怕。
Men's hearts simply fear.
这些东西可能成为一些道理而已。
All their sayings are simply teachings.
但是我们的神是与我们同在。
But our God is with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们要宝贵主的同在。
Brothers and sisters, we have to treasure God's presence.
主的同在不单单只是与我们在一起而已。
Now His presence is not merely to be with us.
这只是一方面的意义。
This is just one respect to that.
主的同在乃是表明他的主权在我们这些人的身上是绝对的。
God's presence also means that His sovereignty in us is absolute.
当以色列人拜金牛犊的时候，
When the Israelites worshipped the golden calf,
神的主权不在他们中间了。
And God's sovereignty was not in their midst.
神吩咐摩西说，你带这个百姓上去吧。
God commanded Moses, you lead these people on.
我不跟你们上去
了。I will not go with you.
因为神他的主权不在他儿女的身上。
Because God's sovereignty was not in the midst of his children.
他们的心另有所爱。
Because their hearts had other love.
但是摩西是一位认识神的人。
But Moses was the one who knew God.
你如果不与我们同去，我们就不上去了。
He said, "If you do not go with us, we will not go up."
是什么叫我们与万民有分别呢？
What is that separates us from all the world?
不是你与我们同在吗？
Isn't it that you are with us?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们之所以能够与万民有分别，
the reason that we could be set apart from the rest of the world,
不是主与我们同在吗？
Isn't it that?Simply because of God's presence with us.
不是主在我们的里面成为我们的力量吗？
Is it not because that the Lord residing within us and becoming our strength?
成为我们的诗歌和拯救吗？
Becoming our song, becoming our deliverance.
我们要宝贵主与我们的同在。
Let's relish God's presence with us.
主的竿 主的啊杖、主的竿都要安慰我们。
The Lord's rod and His staff, they comfort me.
杖和竿乃是代表能力跟权柄。
Rod and a staff represent the strength and the power.
主一方面用他的杖和竿来管教我们。
On the one hand, God will chasten us with His rod and staff.
但是另外一方面，当我们在地上行走的时候，他的杖和竿是我们的能力，他为我们啊保护我们。
On the other hand, as we walk in the earthly journey, His rod and our staff become our protection, our strength.
我们在主面前。我们要宝贵主给我们的管教。
In the presence of the Lord, we have to relish the chastening from Him.
因为我们是儿子。
Because we are sons.
如果不是儿子，神就不管教我们了。
If you are illegitimate son, God will not chasten you.
到危难的时候。
When we are in distress,
主因着他的名的缘故，他就要来保护、保守我们。
The Lord will come to preserve and protect us because of His name's sake.
这是何等大的恩典。
What a tremendous grace this is.
不要以为神的管教不过是叫我们受苦。
Don't you think that God's chastening is simply to make us suffer?
实在说来都是为着我们的好处。
Frankly speaking, His chastening is for our benefits.
第四节呢，是一个重要的转折点。
Verse 4 is a very crucial turning point.
在这之前呢，称道耶和华神都是他。
Before, when David addresses the Lord God, he said, He.
从第四节开始呢，是讲到你。
And starting from verse 4, he addresses you.
他呢，好像还离得远远的。
He seems to be far away.
现在是你跟我面对面。
But now it's you and I facing each other.
一切的带领呢，总是把我们更深的带领与神的关系的里面。
All of God's leading is to lead us into the deeper relationship, fellowship with Him.
神给我们许多丰富的供应，对我们这个堕落的人呢，还是很多是外面的情形。
All of the riches of God's providential provision to us.Fallen people, a lot of time are just outward things.
但是当我们开始走这一条真实属灵的道路的时候，
But as we start walking in this true spiritual journey,
我们跟主的关系就越来越靠近，是你跟我的关系。
Our relationship with our Lord is getting closer and closer. It is the relationship between you and me.
那走义路呢？实在说来，就是如彼得。对不起，在整个新约圣经一个非常重要的一个题目。
To walk in the Lord's righteous way in the whole New Testament is a very important theme.
就是我们这几个月开始在读的，就是魂的得救。
And this has been all that we've been studying in the past few months. That is the salvation of our soul.
从雅各书到犹大书呢，许多读经的人告诉我们，这都是讲到魂的得救。
From James to Jude, many Bible students tell us this is concerns the salvation of soul.
魂的得救乃是叫我们这一个人呢能够完全的被破碎。
Salvation of soul is to totally break up our being.
叫主的生命从我们的里面能够活出来。
So that the Lord's life could live out from us.
那魂的得救并不是单单只是叫我们在魂里头受苦。
The salvation of the soul does not simply say you need to suffer in your soul.
神在这里有一个至终的一个更荣耀的目的。
The ultimate glorious end of all this
乃是叫我们能够与他儿子一同作王。
Is to have us reign together with his son.
乃是为着要得荣耀。
For us to receive glory.
所以到了第五节。
So when we come to verse 5,
当我们经过了这死荫的幽谷往下走的时候，
After we have passed through the valley of the shadow of death as we continue on,
第五节跟第六节我们的生命就要一直往上升。
In verses 5 and 6, we see our life continue to rise up.
这是一个荣耀的景况。
And this is such a glorious condition.
在我敌人面前。
That in the presence of my enemies.
你为我摆设宴席。
You prepare a table for me.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over.
在敌人的面前，你为我摆设桌子。
In the presence of my enemies, you prepare a table for me.
在旧约的圣经里头，桌子表明两方面。
In Old Testament, scripture, the table signifies two things.
一方面呢，是讲到一个丰富的供应。
First, it speaks of the provision of fullness.
第二个就是这里所讲的是一个欢得胜的宴席。
Second, this is a joyful feast.
我们在敌人的面前。
In the presence of our enemies.
因着神公义的缘故。
Because of God's righteousness.
神让我们在敌人面前能够夸胜。
God allows us to triumph before our enemies.
这是一个得胜。
And this is a triumph.
并且呢
，And also,
他用油膏了我的头。
He has anointed my head with oil.
在旧约的圣经里头，有三种人需要受膏。
In Old Testament, there are three kinds of people that need to be anointed.
我想弟兄姊妹大概都知道。
I believe brothers and sisters probably have known this.
乃是祭司。
They are a priest.
君王。
Kings.
和先知。
And prophets.
祭司呢，我们从亚伦的受膏就可以知道。
Now, from the anointing of Aaron, we could see this.
君王呢？我们从大卫跟扫罗的身上，我们就可以知道。
And as to kings, in David and Saul, we could also see this.
从先知呢？我们从以利沙呢？他受膏作为以利亚承续的先知呢，就知道这三种人都需要受膏。
And also from Elisha's being anointed as the successor of Elijah, we could see that. Prophets also need to be anointed, all three of them.
什么意思呢?
Now, what does this all mean?
我们被高举。
That is, we are highly exalted.
来到神面前来侍奉神。
To come before God to serve Him.
这是一个荣耀的一个地位。
And this is such a glorious position.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有宝贵这个地位?
Brothers and sisters, have you ever cherished your precious position?
看重这个地位。
And you treasure this important position.
它使我的杯满溢。
My cup runs over.
杯乃是表明承受祝福。
Cup means that you're receiving the blessing.
在诗篇有讲到耶和华是我的产业。
In Psalm, it says that the Lord is the portion of my inheritance.
是我杯中的份。
It's my cup.
是我承受祝福，并且让我享受这个祝福。
God has allowed me to receive this cup to enjoy the blessings.
弟兄姊妹，这都是讲到属灵的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, all these speak to spiritual blessings.
属灵的祝福跟第二节那个青草地还有溪水边那个情形，已经是天跟地的差别了。
Spiritual blessings are so starkly contrasted with the green pastures and still waters as spelled out in verse 2. As the difference is just as different between heaven and earth.
神不吝惜把地上一切的丰富赏给我们。
God has never spared all the earthly blessings to us.
神更看重我们在他面前那个属灵的祝福。
However, God cherishes more of the spiritual blessings that we could receive in His presence.
神有他的心意要带我们一直往这个方向去。
God has this will to lead us continue to march in this direction.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord enlighten our eyes.
最后。
Lastly,
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我的一生一世就是在地上的年日。
All the days of my life, are the days I have on earth.
有恩惠和慈爱随着我。
I have this goodness and mercy following me.
写诗的人这时候看见神的恩惠跟慈爱 过于地上物质的供应来为宝贵。
Now at this point the psalmist says that the goodness and mercy are more precious than the earthly provision.
神自然会供应。
God will provide.
但是我们更看重在神面前那一个属灵的那个祝福。
But we treasure more of this spiritual blessings before Him.
能够进到神的同在里面，与神的那个慈爱、神的怜悯那个交通。
We treasure more of entering in His presence and having this fellowship with His goodness and mercy.
我且要住在耶和华的家中，直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
这里的殿乃是指着神的家。
Here, the temple, the house of the Lord, the temple.
地上的东西供应丰富，不过是一生之久。
All the provisions, all the things, all the fullness in this world is just for your lifetime.
当我们尝过主恩的滋味，我们更羡慕永远住在神的家中。
When we have tasted that the Lord is gracious, we just even admire more to live in the house of God in His sanctuary.
弟兄姊妹，当我们去读约翰福音第十四章的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when you read John, the Gospel according to John chapter 14,
当主耶稣对他的门徒说主要离开他们回到天上去，
When the Lord said to his disciples that he's about to leave them to go back to heavens,
我主告诉他们说在我父的家中有许多的住处。
The Lord told them that in my Father's house there are many places.
那这些住处呢，实在说来，有人翻译呢是 mansion.
And some translations said these places are just a mansion.
主的家是极其的富贵荣耀的。
The Lord's house is simply magnificent, royal.
主今天到天上去是为我们预备地方。
Today the Lord has gone to heaven to prepare for us a place.
有弟兄告诉我们呢，为什么主还要预备地方呢？
Some brothers have told us why that the Lord has to prepare a place for us.
其实主在天上，
Actually the Lord in heaven
乃是借着圣灵在地上预备我们这一班人，
is preparing us on earth through the Holy Spirit.
让我们将来去跟主住在那个 mansion 里面的时候呢，才不至于不自然。
So that when we do go to the mansion to live with the Lord, we would not feel out of place.
因为我们这个人如果不从第四节到第六节这样让主不断的带领更新变化我们。
If without verses 4 to 6, without the Lord's continued regeneration, renewing us,
我们到父的家中呢，我们很不自然。
Then when we go to our Father's house, we just feel outside of ourselves.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有这种感觉啊。
I don't know if you have ever felt this way.
我记得我大概十几年前去一家很有名的公司面谈的时候。
I remember 10 plus years ago when I went to a very famous company to have this interview.
在纽约市中心的里面。
It's right in the center of the New York City.
那个 lobby 啊，真是非常的气派。
The lobby was so magnificent.
让我进去呢，我都觉得非常的不自在。
And when I walk in, I just felt out of place.
不能够 fit in 到那个地方。
I could not fit in that kind of a place.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们是属主的人。
We belong to our Lord.
神的家应该让我们觉得非常的自然。
God's house should enable us to feel very comfortable.
但愿我们愿意接受主在我们身上的工作。
If only we would all be willing to accept all the work that the Lord has done in us.
越过我们这个人，越被主来把他的工作成全在我们的身上。
And more and more, the Lord could accomplish His work in us.
我们不是在以自己为中心。
No longer are we self-centered.
我们能够像大卫一样，能够 单单的以主为我们的中心。
But we could be just like David, solely God-centered.
主所喜悦的，我们就喜悦。
We will like what our God, our Lord, likes.
我们完全的降服他。
And completely we yield ourselves to Him.
我想在这段日子内，诗篇第二十三篇确实是再一次来勉励我们。
I believe in all these years, Psalm 23 can once again encourage us.
今天的世代是一个动荡不安的一个世代。
Today we are in such a chaotic, turbulent generation.
并且任何事情的发生都是在一夜之间。
And anything could happen overnight.
从两年前的那个东南亚的海啸。
From the tsunami two plus years ago in Southeast Asia.
在一夜之间二十几万人就没命了。
Overnight, 200,000 people died.
在过去美国这一两年的时间之内。
And in the past one or two years in the States here.
我们看见许多金融的风暴。
We've seen all the upheaval of the financial market.
在整个社会房市整个股市都在那里崩溃。
And here we see the credit market is simply crumbling.
那许多的公司呢在一夜之间呢突然间就宣布公司有许多裁员的措施。
And it's just overnight, many companies would announce all this layoff.
我想神呢借着这些话再次来提醒我们。
And I believe that God reminds us again through all these words.
我们的眼目还是注视在地上这些东西吗？
That our eyes still focusing on the earthly matters?
我们还是为自己的前途打算吗？
Are we so busy in planning for our own future?
我们还是盼望我们的儿女在地上能够辉煌腾达吗？
Are we hoping that all our children would have a fantastic future career?
还是我们愿意向山举目？
Or are we willing to behold, lift up our eyes to the mountains?
知道我们的主虽然在洪水泛滥的时候，他仍然是坐着为王。
Knowing that even at the flood, our God still is enthroned and knowing that He sits as a king.
我们愿意把我们的心再一次来归向他。
We are willing to turn our hearts once again to Him.
愿意说主啊，你是我的牧人。
We are willing to say, Lord, you are my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not want.
我愿意一生一世住在耶和华的家中。
And I'm willing to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
直到永远。
Forever.
地上的青草地，或者是神所赐给我们这些物质的东西。
Earthly green pastures or all the materials that God has provided for us.
都是暂时的。
Are all temporary.
神更顾念我们永远的。
God cares more about our eternity.
但愿主今天早晨再来开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord again this morning would open up our eyes.
让我们常常注视到永远。
Let us often focus on the eternity.
我们求主更多的怜悯我们。
May the Lord show more of His mercy to us.
好，我们请低头再有一点祷告。
Now your head bowed, please. Let's have a further word to close it.
主，我们实在感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we really thank you for your grace.
你是这一位好牧人。
You are this good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
Good shepherd dies for his flock.
并且你要带领我们。
And also you will lead us.
出入有草吃。
To go in and out and have green pastures.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
你要带领我们走永生的道路。
You will lead us to walk in this eternal life.
哦，主啊，这实在是何等叫人测不透一个完备的救恩。
Oh Lord, what unfathomable a full salvation this is.
但愿我们在恩典的里面。
Let us all in your grace.
能够回应你的呼召。
Respond to your calling.
在恩典中你继续 来带领保守看顾拯救我们
Oh, in your grace you continue to lead us, protect us, preserve us and to take care of us
也赐给我们里面一个更深的爱慕
and give us this is even more of a longing for you in the depths of our heart
让我们能够一生一世住在耶和华的殿中
so that all the days of my life we will dwell in the house